How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall share an experience with a man who loved adventure, searched the corners of the world for it, and wrote about it. But first, a word from your announcer. Pay heed to those words of wisdom. Now, step with me behind the scenes to the San Francisco office of the California State Fish Patrol on a June day in 1892. There are four people in the small, well-kept office. Behind a worn desk covered with papers sits the officer in charge. Across from him stand two young boys, tall, huskily built, and dressed in the slouchy sweaters, dungarees, and sea boots of seafaring men. The state officer motions the boys to be seated and begins to talk to them, slowly, earnestly. Boys, you know very well that the lives you are leading now will only get you into trouble or worse. You're in with a bad crowd, those oyster pirates, men who'll kill you if they get a chance. If it's a life of adventure and excitement you want, I think I can fix that. Why don't you give up the fugitive life of an oyster pirate and become deputies for the State Fish Patrol? The boys listened well to the words of the law enforcement officer. They knew that everything he told them was true. They knew, too, that the jobs he was offering them would be filled with adventure, for they'd heard exciting tales of the battles the patrol had waged against the Chinese shrimp raiders and Greek salmon thieves who were violating the laws of the state. The boys excused themselves and went into a huddle. Jack, the younger, was the first to speak. What do you say we join up with these guys? It'll be better than taking chances with the other oyster pirates. Yeah, averred Scratch Nelson, a tough product of the San Francisco waterfront. Our boat can outsail anything on the bay, and we can outfight anybody on the bay. It'll be a cinch. The boys accepted appointments as deputies of the fish patrol and were to use their boat, the Reindeer, for their work. Their first assignment was a raid on the Chinese shrimpers who were using nets of smaller-than-regulation size mesh. They reached the illegal shrimp fleet at dawn, several small junks moored fast to the buoys of their shrimp nets. The crews were still asleep below deck. Jack paused just long enough to let go his jib halyards, and just as the Reindeer cleared, he leaped aboard the Chinese boat and made fast. Alone, unarmed, he faced five threatening Chinese, each of them armed with a long knife. Jack stood his ground and made a sweeping movement toward his hip pocket. The movement had the desired effect. The fish thieves retreated. He then let go the anchor of the captured craft with one hand, still holding the other tightly against his empty pocket. He ordered the Chinese to board his boat and sail it to the junk where he'd left the patrolman. George herded the prisoners aboard at the point of a revolver. The shrimp thieves were heavily fined, and Jack, the boy whose bravery and quick thinking had made the arrest possible, was given $100 as his share of the fines. The story of the adventurous lad is not over, but before we continue, a word from your announcer. Jack had many other adventures while he was on duty with the patrol. Then he went on to other exciting escapades in the far corners of the world. He sought out adventure that he might write about it. In later years, he did write many red-blooded novels and short stories, such as The Sea Wolf, Call of the Wild, Burning Daylight, and many others. The romantic, restless adventurer was Jack London. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production transcribed in Hollywood.